Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Hey, if you ever find it difficult to be by the radio for a full 2 hours, know that you can listen anytime at your leisure. Find us online. We're on the free website, Mixcloud. Go to mixcloud.com/girly. So groovy, girly, and groovy ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy just waiting for you to press play. In the first hour of the program, we dabbled in dance and indie electronic sounds. Well, in the second hour, we're kind of taking a bit of a shift. We're playing with indie folk rock and acoustic sounds in this second hour. I've got music on the way from Lucy Dacus, new music from Nora Jones, She and Him on the way, music from Patti Smith, Joanna Sternberg, Victoria Williams. But we are going to kick off the second hour with a release that I've been excited to get my hands on. Katie Crutchfield, who writes and records under the moniker of Waxahachie, is one of those songwriters who instinctively brings honesty and vulnerability to her music. Tiger's Blood, her sixth album, proves to be an exceptionally warm and intimate folk rock album. That's where we're starting in the second hour. New music right now from Waxahachie here on Girly So Groovy.
Get easy on your opponent. It plays on my mind how the time passing covers you like a friend. I don't see why you would lie. It was just a runner.
Time. Christine.
Just a minute.
Music right there from indie singer, songwriter, and boy genius member Lucy Dacus with her song, I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore. That is the opening song from Lucy Dacus' 2016 album, No Burden. In the middle, it is music that reaches back to 1996, but I would still declare it a largely undiscovered gem of an album. September 67 is the name of the duo. It's Kristen Asperi and Shannon Worrell. Duo that come out of the Charlottesville, Virginia 90s folk rock scene, along with bands like Dave Matthews Band, but a far cry from Dave Matthews Band. The band only put out one album. The album is called The Lucky Shoe, again released in 1996. We heard the opening track, Busy Building. It was a boy in university that I had a crush on that let me borrow this album and said, I think you'll love it. And he was right, and I don't know what's happened to him. I'm happily married now. It doesn't matter. That was over 20 years ago. But just, you know, there are... So we should do a show one time about bands that we're still fans of that were recommended by former crushes. And while the music still is in our lives, the crushes are not. That could make for a fun theme show one time. But it would take a lot of requests from you to share your stories with me. Anyways, I did not mean to go on that tangent. We started the second hour off with new music from Waxahachie. Her latest album is called Tiger's Blood. We heard the opening song, Three Sisters, from Waxahachie. Okay, where are we going to next? Right now it is, I know what it is. Nora Jones, she is a pianist who has built a career on inviting vocals and a musical blend of jazz, traditional vocal pop, bluesy country, and contemporary folk. Well, she is back with an eighth album. The new album is called Visions. It proves to be a bright, colorful record that delivers on both mood and melody. So right now, it is new music from Nora Jones here on Girly So Groovy. You know, if you're a loyal listener of the program, you will know that we've been featuring Jenny Lewis frequently here with her latest album, Joy All. And it was just last week we featured the title track from that new album. And after being in the studio, I completely remembered a side project of Jenny Lewis that I completely forgot about. And it's something that I thought I'm happy to bring back in the show. So back in 2010, Jenny Lewis was dating her then boyfriend, musician Jonathan Rice. Together, the two became a girlfriend-boyfriend duo known as Jenny and Johnny. Now, while the relationship dissolved in 2016, what we were left with was a really fun indie rock album, aptly called I'm Having Fun Now Again, from Jenny and Johnny. Speaking of duos in the middle, it is Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward, better known simply as She and Him. From their debut album, She and Him, Volume 1, we heard the song Sweet Darlin'. And then starting things off, it is brand new music from Nora Jones. From her latest 8th album, Visions, we heard the song Staring at the Wall. Lots more music to get to in the last half hour of the show. I've got music on the way from Joanna Sternberg, Victoria Williams, Charlotte Cornfield, and a few other treats up my sleeve. Speaking of which, I've got a great Neil Young cover song up next, done by Patti Smith, here on Girly So Groovy.
All the knights in armor coming, sang something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming. The archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century.